we head to the top of the ninth. It is still anybody's ball game, but right now Iowa trailing by a score of 2-1. Nick Hibbing giving up a solo home run last inning to Pat Porter, and that is the difference in this ball game right now. 6, 7, and 8, Gretz, Gant, and Nenning will step in and take their cuts. First pitch swinging, got him out on his front foot as he fouls it away. Buckeye catcher 1-for-3 today, singled back in the seventh. He's also grounded out twice to short. The 0-1, a shot back to the mound right in front of his face, and Hibbing, fortunately, finishing square to the plate, gets his glove up there, and he's looking at that thing as if to say, wow, good thing the webbing's strong. He flips to first, and they get the leadoff man to start the Buckeye ninth.
That's a way to protect your noggin. One hop right back up into his glove and makes that play look pretty easy, but a little self-preservation there.
Yep. So one out. Brings up Trey Gant. Check swing on a slider, and they appeal down to third. He went, according to David Ewell.
Gant 0-for-2 on the day, sacrificed back in the seventh inning. Bottom part of the Buckeye order have not hurt us. It's
no.
Been, as advertised, Pat Porter 3-for-4 on the day in the three hole with that big go-ahead home run.
Zach Ratcliffe had himself a day, too. The Buckeye first baseman, 2-for-3 with a pair of doubles and a run scored. And the question is, will it be enough? The Hawkeye offense just able to muster one run so far today. Looking ahead for the Hawks in the bottom of the ninth, it will be 6, 7, and 8, Rossetti, Francos, and Booker. Question is, how much will they need? Hibbing deals. Swing and a miss. Strike three. So two down, here's Nenning.
Well, the Iowa staff between Peyton, when he was out there, he had 7 strikeouts on the day, and now Hibbing is, that's his second strikeout, so 9 Buckeyes have struck out, but came up with a big blow in last inning.
Well, a different Buckeye warming up. I'm going to guess that we're going to see Trace Dempster. Their stopper with 7 saves and 9 wins and 25 appearances. First pitch is a strike. Second into the dirt for Craig Nenning, 1-on-1. Dempster has struggled himself a bit, though, the last couple of weeks. One and one. Hibbing sets, comes home. Good looking slider right across the heart of the plate. Strike two.
Yeah, Dempsey in the Big Ten is 6.32 ERA. So we'll see if they go to him right away or whether they have him ready. Good boy, Lakins is, he has gotten stronger as the game has gone along.
He's also thrown 114 pitches. Yep. As this one inside outed on a couple of hops to second, stays down for Mangler. He flips to first. It's a 1-2-3 inning. All right, we head to the bottom of the ninth. Iowa trailing Ohio State 2-1. They need at least one, or they're going to be playing up the backside of the bracket for the rest of this tournament. We'll have it for you when we come back in 60 seconds. You're listening to Hawkeye Baseball from Learfield Sports. Well, we head to the bottom of the ninth. Ohio State 2 runs on 9 hits, 1 error. Iowa 1 run on 6 hits, no errors. The Hawks need at least one, but they're going to be playing up the backside of the bracket for the remainder of the Big Ten tournament. We welcome you back to Target Field. Brent Balbinot, Steve Duncan, and indeed, Coach Beals has gone to the bullpen. Their stopper, Trace Dempsey, is on the bump now warming up. 6'1", 185-pound senior, a righty out of Huntington, West Virginia. And his numbers on the season are starkly in contrast with each other. His overall stats are tremendous. His Big Ten stats leave a little to be desired. Overall, Dempsey on the season, as we take a look at him, 25 appearances, all in relief. 9-2 with seven saves and a 3.74 ERA. 33 and two-thirds innings tossed. He's allowed 28 hits, 15 runs, all but one earned, eight walks against 31 strikeouts, so better than a 3-1 ratio there, and opponents hitting just 224 against him. Dunk in Big Ten play, those balloon a bit. 4-2 and 13 relief appearances with three saves, a 6.32 ERA. 15 and two-thirds tossed, 18 hits, 11 runs, all earned, four walks against 13 strikeouts, and opponents hitting 295. Now, again, a lot of that has come over the past couple of weeks, and I think also throw in that Illinois series where they just simply could not hold a lead against the fourth-ranked team in the country. But right now, as far as stoppers go, he doesn't appear to have shutdown numbers.
Let me give you his last six appearances over the last 10 games. His last six appearances, he's given up. He's only thrown eight innings, but he's given up 12 hits, eight runs all earned, and teams are hitting 364 on him in his last six outings. So let's hope we can get something going here.
Nick Rossetti, first pitch swinging, fouls it away. Nick, one for one.
Yep.
He's been hit by a pitch. He's laid down a sacrifice, and he's singled, and it is just absolutely crucial, trailing by a run, that the leadoff man get aboard here for the Hawks.
Yep. Got to find some way to get him on. Boy, are they playing deep in center field.
Yep.
Montgomery, who can really run, he is real deep.
Get out. This one popped up right side. It will get out of play. Not just deep in the outfield, but Sergakis is kissing the foul line at third base.
Yeah, yes, he is. And get a little bit of a three down under angle here from Dempsey.
The 0-2 on the way. Carved him up. Got him swinging on a slider way off the plate. You don't see Nick Rossetti look that bad in an at-bat.
No, not a good at-bat right there. And that's six, seven strikeouts the Hawkeyes have recorded here offensively. Just have not been able to get anything going here in the late innings. And really they've one run back in the second inning to go ahead.
Francos takes one on the outside corner. The Hawkeye catcher looking at an 0-1 count. He is 0-for-2 today. Actually, 0-for-3, excuse me. Now, woulda, coulda, shoulda. As this one, runs Francos inside, and he is really upset. Home plate umpire Grady Smith called a strike, and Jimmy's stepping out.
Yeah, it's one that he ran up under there, and Grady Smith's been pretty consistent with that inside pitch.
Now they work him away here for ball one. Dunk, you hate to say woulda, coulda, shoulda, but you look back to the bottom of the seventh when Booker singled. Day sacrificed him over. At the time, it would have been the go-ahead run, as this one misses away, and Iowa couldn't score him with less than two outs.
Couldn't score with the top of our order. Tool hit a little pop-up to netting at shortstop, and lazy fly ball by Mangler. Got out of the inning.
2-2 the count to the Hawkeye catcher. This one underneath it. Mile high into shallow right field. Porter waits for it, and he's got it. And the Hawks are down to their final out.
We're going to see a
Pinch hitter, here for Booker. It's going to be Jablinski.
Yep.
Eric Skank Jablinski.
Well, this is purely Eric's got some pop and power, and going to go to that left-handed hitter and see if he can pull a Pat Porter and hit one in that short porch out there in right field.
So Jablinski will stroll to the plate. Left-handed hitter. Jablinski on the season, again, has been used sparingly. Primarily a defensive guy. He's hitting just .150 overall. Big Ten stats as I flip the page here to try and find him. Whew. Let's just leave it at .150 as he takes a strike on the outside corner off a 1-0 count. Well, important for Eric not to try and do too much here.
No.
I mean, you could tie with one swing, but you know what? Get aboard. As this one misses low and away, 2-1.
And Dempsey's trying to stay away from him. He knows, the whole ballpark knows why Jablinski's at the plate. Bring that left-handed hitter up there and See if you can jerk one out here, but Dempsey's staying away from him.
Check swing. It's a strike on the outside corner. 2-2. The Hawks down to their final strike.
There's a hitter. You got to understand what they're trying to do to you. And Jeminski got a pitch there that I think he could have gone the other way with, but chose not to.
2-2 on the way. Misses high and outside in the count full. Jeminski with a little hop out of the hitter's box here. Needs to just relax. Payoff pitch. Dempsey sets, deals, and he takes downstairs. Ball four. So the tying run is aboard with two outs for senior Nick Day. On the top of the order, Eric Toole is on deck. Will he get a chance to hit? We'll wait and see. Hawks trailing Ohio State 2-1. We are in the bottom of the ninth, but the tying run is aboard. Day 1-for-2 with a sacrifice and a single as he takes a strike on the inside corner.
Nick did a good job back in the fifth inning of going the other way. Base hit to right field. Struck out back in the third looking and laid down the good sacrifice you talked about back in the seventh where we had something going and just couldn't get that run across. And then Pat Porter hit one in the short porch here in right field.
The 0-1. Busts him inside. Day lays off of it. Well, depending on where they pitch him, again, they are pinching Grant up the middle, and with Leffel holding Jeblinski at first, if he could punch one the opposite way, he's got a lot of room there. And they pitch him away, and a strike on the outside corner, and the Hawks are down to their final strike for the second straight at bat.
Well, if you get something in the gap in right center, Jeblinski, being an outfielder, does have pretty good speed, and I would say that you'd risk him. Try to score him. The big problem is to get one out in that gap.
Yep. And we'll see what he can do here. If you're Day, you got to be protecting with two strikes.
Yes, you do. And Nick has had this situation the last few ball games, and see if he's learned anything. Got to go up there and foul some things off.
The 1-2 on the way. This one popped up right side. It will get out of play.
Hawkeyes one run back in the second inning on six hits, no errors. Ohio State, one run in the seventh and eighth. Two runs on nine hits and one error.
Here we go again. This one, a high fly ball deep to left field.
Get out of here.
Back. Good height.
Get out.
Good distance. Goodbye. The Hawkeyes win it. A two out, two strike, two run homer by senior Nick Day.
Holy cow, they tried to stick one in on him, and he took it deep out of here.
Throws his helmet off as he crosses home plate, being mobbed by his teammates. It's a walk-off.
Wow.
And the Hawkeyes staying in the winner's side of the bracket.
Holy cow. What a bomb was just hit out of here in left field by Nick Day. They tried to stick the fastball in on him. He said enough of that, and he drilled it out of here.
Turned on it, both the arms, the hips, the entire bat. He goes about 345 feet over the left field wall, and the Hawkeyes, with a Hollywood-esque bottom of the ninth, come from behind win.
Well, I tell you what, don't forget Jeblinski's at bat. He coaxes that walk to bring Nick Day to the plate. Wow, what a bomb.
Proof that you are never out of it until the final out of a ball game.
Well, how many one-run, two-run ball games we've been in all year long, and Hawkeyes find a way to do this in dramatic fashion. But, wow, what a stroke Nick Day put on that one.
Two runs on one hit, no errors. And the Hawkeyes, on the strength of a two-strike, two-run homer by Nick Day in the bottom of the ninth, and they will advance up the winner's side of the bracket tomorrow afternoon at 5 o'clock to take on the Michigan Wolverines.
Well, we just asked if Nick Day had learned anything his last few games, and I know that everybody in the world's had that talk with him, and, you know, go up there hacking.
Hawkeye fans on their feet. Buckeye fans, along with the rest of the Ohio State team, stunned as they huddle up down the right field line. We will take a quick timeout. The 10th inning highlight show and the postgame with hitting coach Marty Sutherland just around the corner. Don't go anywhere. We're back right after this. You're listening to Hawkeye Baseball from Learfield Sports.